Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
to Star Bright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Just want to say thank the Lord for so many things. We have not arrived at our destination, but time and time again, I want us to have the attitude that David had, you know, because the Lord was reminding me that of, you know, having that attitude that every few steps just thanking God. So I want you to think for a moment about all the things that are in your life you'd like to thank God for. I want you to take a moment just to think. We want to thank God for the air that we breathe. You know, there's so many people that are breathing. They are not breathing unaided. They need help to breathe. But you're breathing unaided. We want to thank God for that. We want to thank God that we've seen this day. We want to thank God. We want to thank God for His resurrection. Want to thank God. Want to thank God that He said on the cross, "It is finished." Want to thank God. Want to thank God that because He said it on the cross, "It is finished," that means so many aspects of our life where the enemy is trying to convince us otherwise, it is finished. It is finished. Want to thank God. Want to thank God because it's in Him we move, in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. Want to thank God. We want to thank God for family. Want to thank God for friends. Want to thank God for friends that are like family. Want to give God all the glory and all the praise. Want to thank God for your spouse. Want to thank God for children. Want to thank God for nieces and nephews, cousins, relatives. Want to thank God. Want to thank God that for everything that you are able to do. You walk, you talk. Want to thank God. You see, you hear. Want to thank God. We have so many reasons to thank God for. So many reasons. So many reasons. Want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Adonai, we praise you. We worship you. We adore you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the strength that you give us. We thank you that even when we want to give up, you remind us to keep pressing forward. Want to thank you, Lord. Want to thank you for life, for breath, for so many things. We have so many reasons to thank you, so many reasons to praise you, so many reasons. Excuse me. Want to thank God that where there's life, there's hope for a greater tomorrow. Want to thank God that you're taking us through a process onto victory. Because you said it's finished, the victory is sure, the victory is guaranteed. Father, my God, we thank you that we're not where we used to be. We thank God. We thank you that this is the year that you are causing us to, telling us to expand the place of our dwelling because of the blessings, because of the things that you are going to do and you have done and you are yet to do. Want to thank God. Want to thank God for, there's so many things that we need to thank God for. That I want you to recount of things He has brought you through. Thank God for those times He's brought you through. You know, sometimes we look at what we don't have, but we don't see. We forget the victories. You know, there was a song to count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. We want to thank God. We want to thank God for so much. We want to thank God we have a roof over our heads. What a thank God. These things you may think, oh, am I thanking God for that for? You know, some people, they don't have a roof over their head. They don't have somewhere to lay their head. Some people are in a war-torn area. So those in a war-torn area want to thank God for the fact they are alive. Those of you that are not, you want to thank God that God is helping you. Want to thank God. So many things I want you to thank God for. I'm grateful. I am grateful. Want to thank God that He's taking you through trials. He's taking you through. You may even feel that you're stuck, but thank God because He is taking you through. Just hold on. Just hold on. He's actually taking you through. You are not stuck. Hold on. He's taking you through to the other side. Want to thank God. Father, my God, we just want to thank You. We just want to praise You. Want to give You all the glory. Father, my God, when we remember these things, when we recount these things, it reminds us of Your goodness and mercy that endureth forever. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. We give You all the glory. We give You all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as I said, we're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Well, and to welcome you, for those of you that just join, welcome you onto the program. I want to encourage you to keep pressing forward. We're pressing forward and the victory is sure. Now, sometimes you'll have tried and it seems like you've failed. You may even have not got a good report, but I want you to thank God that you got a report. That report, take to Jesus and He'll make it good, because He says His promises that He's working everything out for our good. So until it gets to the good, He's still in that process of working it out. So take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. Really take it to the Lord. Those of you that mourning, I pray that you feel the presence of the Lord comforting you, surrounding you, lifting you, and comforting you in this season. Don't give up. You know, blessed are those who mourn, for they'll be comforted. Doesn't seem like a blessing, but it's not talking of blessing in the way that we know. It's the fact that there is a comfort. That in of itself is a blessing. You know. Because some people, they go through a situation and there's nothing. There's no comfort. So I want us to thank God that for the comfort, you know. There's some things. I remember going through that. I couldn't figure out at that time why I went through that, and it didn't make sense. But like I said, I went through. I got through to the other side. And I experienced an aspect of God that without that situation, I would not know that aspect. And many times I refer to that, you know, so that when someone is going through or when someone is struggling in the area, I recount and I'm able to testify of how God carried me through. And I'm not going to say that some aspects were walk in the park. Some aspects I felt completely isolated and almost abandoned, and I did wonder where was God in it all. But at the end of the day, when the victory was received, like he promised, it is finished, I was able to say, wow, God, you are so good. God, you are so good. Now, that scripture I said, blessed are those who mourn, is Matthew 5, verse 4. And the Passion Translation, what says, what delight comes to you when you wait upon the Lord, for you will find what you long for. Wow. What delight comes to you when you wait upon the Lord, you will find what you long for. Beautiful. I'm going to read some more of that. What blessing comes to you when gentleness lives in you, for you will inherit the earth. How enriched you are when you crave righteousness, for you will be satisfied. How blessed you are when you demonstrate tender mercy, for tender mercy will be demonstrated to you. What bliss you experience when your heart is pure, for then your eyes will open to see more and more of God. How joyful you are when you make peace, for then you will be recognized as a true child of God. How enriched you are when persecuted for doing what is right, for then you experience the realm of heaven's kingdom. Amen. Amen. Wow. It gives a different perspective to it all, doesn't it? It gives a different perspective to it all. We were looking at Jeremiah 29. I mentioned that. In Jeremiah 29, I'm reading from verse 10. Excuse me if I pause sometimes. My eye is itching me. So sometimes it's a bit cloudy because it's watering a bit. But it is well, it is well. The truth is that you will be in Babylon for 70 years. But then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. Let me read another translation. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. 13. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. He goes, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place which I sent you into exile. One of the requirements for pressing forward is to press forward in prayer, because we need to have that conversation. Now, Jeremiah had, you know, there's so much that was going on, but what I want to, there's several things I want to highlight. You know, it says in verse 10, when 70 years are complete in Babylon, when 70 years, the Lord was specific. If we think of Abraham, he said to Abraham, when he was telling Abraham the journey that his descendants, he said they will be, you know, 400 years. It was very specific. So we need to seek God's face, and in that process, he will let us know something. Some things we may not hear, and sometimes it's a case that it's not that God has not said, we've just not picked it up. Have you ever been talking to someone on maybe a Teams call or WhatsApp or any of those internet, and the internet drops a bit? When the internet drops a bit, the person can't hear, one person can't hear the other one speaking. Connection is lost. And sometimes what happens, it's almost like, it's not that connection, for want of a better word, it's like a connection is lost, like something is lost. So we don't get the full message, we don't get the full detail. But we want to believe that we will tune in our ear, our hearts, our minds, our will, our emotion into the word of God, so that when the Lord, into that atmosphere, so that when the Lord is speaking, we take it, we hear it. We take it, we hear it, and we're able to apply it. Now, the Lord said 70 years, a time of completion will be done. And he said, I will visit you. So after that time, there is a visitation. May we be ready when the Lord visits, in Jesus' name. You know, he visits people at different times. We don't want him to visit and prompt us to do something, and we're humming and harring and humming and harring, and we don't enter in. Because when I read the word, there was timings to entering in. There was timing ins to going in. So as we're pressing forward, we need to ask the Lord to help us to be ready. Help us to be ready, so that when the trumpet, when whatever sounds to enter in, we're not there humming and harring. We're entering in. You know, we're entering in with fullness and gusto. I want to give a scenario. Okay. When I met Pastor. When Pastor was very quick off the mark. You know, I think he came out of the gates running. And when he made his intentions known, maybe if we had known each other 2 weeks, I would be maybe slightly exaggerating. But he was very quick. I think I don't even know if we knew of each other. I'm not even sure. But all I know, he was exceedingly quick. You know, we had a lengthy conversation in November. And then before that November was out, I think a few days later, he made his intentions known. And I just said, oh, yes. Now, If I'd on my nod, I'm not saying pastor wouldn't have been patient to wait in me going through that process, or if I had done it according to the world standard to say, well, have you gone and said this, that and the other, I might not be where, well, I definitely won't be where I am today. Let's not even might. There was an opening. And this is why I want us to be ready. Because one of the things that I really sense is there is an expansion in the place of our dwelling. But to expand the place of our dwelling. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. You want to buy a house. You've got idea of what you want to buy. Now, you might have to visit 10 houses before you find the one. But then again, some people will visit the one house and find the one. Some will have to visit 100 before they find, whatever how many you have to. And either way, you have to be prepared so that when you put in your offer, when it's accepted, you move. That's not the time to be debating. So while you're yet waiting for what seemingly is the start, I want you to prepare like you are walking in it. So get something to represent. Start walking in it. So start, because part of pressing forward, we have to be ready for that door to be open. I don't want anyone to come to the door, be there knocking, sit down, the door is open, but you're sat down leaning against the wall looking the opposite direction, then you get up, the door has closed, and you start knocking again. You have missed your opportunity. I want us to be knocking on the door, so that when the door is open, we can just walk in. I don't want us to give up hope. Some of you are facing giants, you know, and the giants in the land seem so big, but some of those giants are one generation. Some of them have been there two generations. Some have been there three generations. However long they've been there, depending on the length of time, a giant takes time to come down. In terms of, we have to be persistent in prayer, persistent in believing, persistent in listening to the strategies of God. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. David was fighting Goliath. David was first offered armor that he felt really clunky, and he didn't feel comfortable. He didn't feel he could handle it. Some of it probably was just not his size. You know, some things he might have been finding hard to manage, etc., etc. Then he decided to take off all those armors and use the weapon that he was familiar with. God has skilled you in the weapon that you are familiar in, but sometimes we don't realize how much that weapon can do. We don't realize why God has called us, the fullness of it. We don't realize the full extent of what that weapon can do, how to wield it appropriately, how to wield it to an extent. You know, and we sometimes dismiss the weapon that God has given us. May we recognize the weapons of our warfare. May we recognize the weapons of our warfare in Jesus' name. All these things are needed for pressing forward, because we need to believe God is able to do. We need to believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? He says, for I know the plans I have for you. Do you believe that God has plans for you? Do you believe? Now, there might be an area of your life that you've prayed over and you went for it and it didn't quite work out and you decided to leave it. I want you to face it, because sometimes it looks like it's not coming down. Honestly, sometimes it looks like it wants to even beat you down. But I want you to believe that God is able. I want you to believe that God is able. We are in the season. He says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. I want us to call upon the Lord. I want us to pray. I want us to seek him, because you might have already entered the season. You might already have entered into that realm, I should say, where you are seeking him and finding him. But some of you might not have. I want us to be persistent in it, because God is speaking. Now, sometimes we don't hear because we haven't tuned our ear, hearing to it. This radio station, for example, is broadcasting all the time. If you don't tune in, you're not going to hear it. End of. Doesn't mean it stopped broadcasting. It's still broadcasting. But the dependency on which we will hear it and gather the message from it is if we tune in. God will help us to tune into the frequency of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the process, it allows the Lord to be found. The process of pressing forward produces a result. Are we pressing forward, or is it the weight that's pressing on us? Which one? Are we pressing forward, or is it the weight of things pressing us? God will help us to press forward. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have a break. Okay. And after the break, we'll come back and look at a few more scriptures. We'll be back after the break.
Faithfulness. Oh, we're gonna sing to the Lord tonight. Come on. Great is your faithfulness. We'll sing it over and over.
Great is your faithfulness.
In every season, so from the rising sun.
I believe in my faith.
Say,
I believe in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
back, we're going to look at Exodus 14 from verse 10. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, okay, now I'm going to read another version. As Pharaoh and his army approached, the people of Israel could see them in the distance, marching towards them. The people began to panic, and they cried out to the Lord for help. Then they turned to Moses and complained. Okay. Verse 11. So the people of Israel, the Israelites lifted up their eyes. Okay. They feared greatly because of what they saw, and they cried out to the Lord, and then they turned to Moses. So the other version said they could see in the distance, panicked, cried to the Lord, then complained to Moses. What's our, you know, they responded to what they saw, they heard. They heard the Egyptians, they saw them and responded in fear. You know, they feared greatly, they panicked. They were not upon them, but responded with the prospect of being killed and dying in the desert. Our senses cause us to respond and react to situations that many times have not been realized, but we respond to where we perceive it is taking us. We have been taught to do they so, hence we warn, you know, our children, we warn people about the dangers of things and teach them to be aware of the impending dangers. What, how are you responding to what you have seen? What does it look like to yourself? What response has it prompted within you? What did you do about it? It cried out to the Lord. But after that, they complained. What were we saying? When we cried out to the Lord, what were we saying afterwards? No, it says it's life and death in the tongue. And God responded. But we have to be so careful that our, because that complaint was, you know, they said, why have you brought us out here to die? So what did they cry out to the Lord to say? What do we cry out to the Lord to say? And I know it's hard because some of you might have been crying out for a long time and wondering, what's the difference? What? But you're chipping away at it. You are chipping away at it. You know, even if you're doing something and you're feeling afraid, we can't always uproot that fear, but we need to persevere in doing it. Because that fear is responding to what we see, what we hear, not what God has said. That is a reaction to what we see. That's a reaction to what we hear. And so we need to speak to ourselves. Say, God is in control. Because he said, I know the plans. So what we're going to trust? The knowing of the plans or what everything is saying? I want to encourage you to look towards the Lord who knows the plans. Yes, other people have reached a destination that you have not reached. But we don't know. We don't know the journey. Our journeys are not the same. So, and it says in the word, comparing yourself to one another, you're not wise. Our journeys are not the same. It makes it more interesting, but it helps us to be encouraged, because then it's not regimented. You know, there's some aspects of our lives we're taught, so many years in primary school, so many years in secondary school, so many years in college, so many years in university, but not everything is that regimented in life. So we have to really lean into God and not respond, not allow what we see, what we hear to cause us to complain and to, you know, tear down what God is building. Now, as I explained to you, when Pastor made his intentions known, I could have quoted all the facts of, we've not known each other long, why do we want to do this? Can we wait a year? Can we wait 2 years? Can we do this? Can we? I could have quoted all that, you know, and he may have waited, he may not have waited. But I want us to trust God who's guiding us forward. That so long God has said, move forward. So long God has said. So long God has said. And I want you, before you get to that aspect of a journey, start praying into it. Pray into it. So if you believe in God for a new job, pray into it. So that as soon you just are prompted. If you believe in God for children, pray into it. Spouse, pray into it. Career, pray into it. Education, pray into it. Pray into it. So you're tuning your ears to all the possibilities God has for you. All the possibilities. Now, Moses, it's good to have someone who can, when they see you responding according to your senses, you know, like what you hear, what you see, that can bring you to a place, he said. In verse 13 says, and Moses said to the people, fear not. Well, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be silent. Another translation says, but Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand where you are and watch the Lord rescue you. The Egyptians that you see today, you will never see it again. The Lord himself will fight for you. You won't have to lift a finger in your defense. You only have to be silent. You won't have to lift a finger in your defense. God is fighting. I wanted us to tap into it. God fight for us. God fight for us. Lord, we are not able to fight some of these things ourselves. We're not able to push past them. But you, Lord, fight for us. Fight for us. Fight for us. Fight for us, Lord Jesus. Fight for us, King of Kings, Lord. Fight for us. Fight for us. Destroy that which wants to be a stumbling block, wants to be, cause us to fight for us. Cause that victory that you won on the cross to be made manifest. Father, my God, help us to stand firm and see you rescue us and fight for us. Father, my God. And Lord, as it says the Egyptians that we see today, that which we will see no more. Lord Jesus, you are removing it. Not a trace of it, Father my God. You are removing it. You are removing it in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, what I want you to, you know, actually recognize is that Moses declared And I want us to declare into our atmosphere that God is doing that work. He hadn't seen the salvation, but declared the salvation. He hadn't seen the victory, but declared the victory. I want us to speak the victory. You know, sometimes you want to, do I dare imagine that this battle is over? Do I dare imagine? And sometimes the enemy will try and persuade you, convince you that the victory is not won. But I want you to stand firm and see the salvation. Stand firm and see it, that yes, God has won the battle. Because sometimes the enemy, you know, it's like that part is over, that battle is won, but some part of you whispers, but is it really? What if this? What if no? I want us to stand still and see. I want us to and recognize that God is fighting. I want us to speak His word over a situation, not what we think and feel. You know. Now, in verse 15, it says, the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people to go forward." Let me read. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving." Now, I'm not sure which part, you know, but it's referring to when it says, God would, you know, Moses was crying out. But it might have been an inner, I want to believe it's an inner turmoil. You know, sometimes you say something and your mind is going like racing, like, oh, is this really going to happen? Lord, that inner prayer. And to the Lord was reassuring Moses that, you know, move forward. Wow. Move forward. Get moving. Go forward. Lord, help us. Help us. We need your help. We need your strategy. We need your strength. We need your grace to help us to move forward. We cannot do this on our own. We have tried and we've not been able to. So Lord Jesus, in this season, we want you to help us in moving forward. We want you to help us, Father my God, because some of us are looking at the Egyptians and the Egyptians are making a lot of noise. But Lord, I know, because it said in your word that you have plans to for good, to prosper us, to bring us to an expected end. So Father my God, all those plans, we call it into being in the name of Jesus. Everything that looks like fear, we come against it. Everything that looks like a stumbling block, we come against it. Everything that wants to keep us stagnant, we come against it. Because Lord Jesus, we know that you have plans, Father my God, and you have a strategy. You even have a way of escape. You have it all, Father my God. So even when the enemy makes us feel trapped, we are not trapped in the name of Jesus. We are not trapped. And Lord, you are causing us to move forward in you. Move forward in you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Adonai, we praise your holy name. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we've come to the end of our program. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I pray that this week you press into the Lord and press forward in Him. Have a blessed and glorious week, and bye for now.
Stolen, being restored, just like he said he would. Closed doors opening before me, walls are crumbling at my feet, giants falling in his presence, victory is guaranteed. I decree and declare, this is my year. In the name of Jesus, conquer, shout, yeah. This is my year of breakthrough. No more delay, no more waiting, no more hoping. I'm possessing, no more maybe, no more later, no more Sunday. It's now or never. This is my year. God said it. I believe it. I receive it. Shed a bruiser, shed a rattle. Year of breath road, year of favor. And every promise,
yes and amen.
Every word,
being fulfilled.
Every prayer,
being answered.
Every dream,
every dream.
I'm breaking through. I'm breaking out. I'm breaking free. This is my year, this is my year of breakthrough. I declare it, I receive. This is my year of breakthrough. I'm walking in what I believe. This is my year of breakthrough. Every chain is breaking.